Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob, if memory serves, we were in the middle of a six-pack, were we not?
Yes, we were, and we're starting to guzzle now because time is short.
All right. Up next, man, there's a lot going on here. Up next is the Penguins putting Tristan Jarry, sort of oddly, on injured reserve and calling up Mirishov, who in Wilkes-Barre, and this is a big story. I felt like he should have been here at the beginning of the year, but okay, they've gotten pretty good goaltending so far. This dude, after a great camp in which he legitimately won the job and should have been the starter, is 5-2 in Wilkes-Barre with a 173 goals against and a 937 31 save percentage. And a shutout. I have thoughts, Bob. Here's two of them. Start him against his countryman, Alex Ovechkin, tomorrow night in what already is a drama-packed game because we don't know how many more we're going to get with Ovi, Sid, and Gino. And Jarry, I'm sure this isn't a serious, well, I'm not sure, but I'm guessing it's not a serious injury. He's off to a good start. This might be the best time ever to trade him, Bob. Trade him while you can still sell somewhat high. You agree?
Yes and no. I mean, I think the whole plan is to eventually move him. Although I will say this, $5 million for a goalie is not all that much money these days. There are guys making double that. He's off to a good start, yes. I thought, you know, that third period was an ambush the other night. So I would, for the time being, keep him around and see. But I want to see Mirishov. The one thing about young players, if they are here, you should play them. They did that with Ben Kindle, and they let it ride out. You know, Harrison Brunick had some ups and downs along the way, but still, I think, worthy of being around. And so Mirishov, if he's here, he's got to start, and not just play once a week.
Wait, why wouldn't you trade Jarry?
Because
and get
I still
rid of
don't...
that salary and give the right. reins to Shelovs and Mirishov.
Eventually, that might be the way. I wouldn't do it just yet. I still think there's time to do that, and I'm.
Don't you worry that he's going to revert that, back into being Tristan Jarry?
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he's under a new administration of coaches. He may be different. I don't know. What I've seen, he's been very good. Not third period in Toronto, notwithstanding. But I thought that was a team collapse. You allow Austin Matthews to get in all alone on a breakaway. And
yeah.
What are you doing? You have a 3-0 lead. That's the last thing you want to do, and they did it. And all of a sudden, things changed. But I would wait a little bit still because I saw last year the old Blomqvist come up. There was a lot of expectation, and it was too hot. The kitchen was too hot for him. I'm sure Mirishov is going to be better than that, but how about if he isn't?
Let's see. Let's find out. If he is, this might be the best time ever to trade Jarry. Limits? Bob, let's say a fond goodbye, perhaps, to Jiwon Bae and Leover Peguero. We hardly knew them, did we? They have been placed on waivers. It's always possible they could clear and come back, but I doubt it. They can be minor league free agents. Two players, highly symbolic of the mediocrity well, no, the downright disaster of the Ben Cherington era. And what annoys me most is that Jiwon Bae kept getting chance after chance after chance. Pagaro, for some reason, disappeared last season, didn't get any chances. Then he came back here this season and started out great and then stunk, and now he's 27 years old. Jack Sawinski's still around. More chances for... How about just getting good players that you don't have to keep auditioning every year? How about going out and getting good baseball players who are already proven to be good, to when they show up at spring training, nobody's saying that guy is on an audition, like Nick York will be next year, like Jack Sawinski still will be next year, like all their catchers will be next year. Go ahead. Start naming more people. Limits, I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter who you're naming. It's all the same.
They're emblematic of it.
Exactly. And so this is why, when trades are made, and when you see, oh, my goodness, the Pirates got five players for Joe Musgrove. Oh, my goodness. Okay, it sounds good, but quantity is not what we're looking for here. It's quality. And you can't get the kind of quality you have in making these kinds of deals. I think you got to go out right now and buy it, and if you don't buy it, you better develop it. And they're both something they haven't done well at. So I don't want to see this year five different guys signed for a total of $30 million.
Me neither. I don't want to see Adam Frazier 3.0. Just go out and get some players, please.
You still have a very good pitching staff, one that could be better than most.
And if there's,
you
don't good add players to it, that are affordable even for the Pirates.
So how would you describe their window?
How many years do Skeens have left?
That's the window. And the answer is 2 years, most likely. Because so if you're going to have it, if you're going to waste your time with having this guy here and not get high leverage games in a playoff that would really juice this whole town up, then what are you doing? You owe it to yourself more than anything. If you're an owner, why wouldn't you want
there's
that?
There's players out there who are totally affordable, who are proven already to be good hitters. Please do something. Somebody do something, Bob. Next. Ray Fittipaldo reports that, quote, a lot of players want the Steelers to keep the changes that they made on defense. And I saw a really good breakdown by Brian Baldinger. And that was Ray on our station, Bob, I think this morning. And it's really easy to understand. You know, I mean, there are complications and intricacies and everything else, but, you know, you're playing a pickup football game. We're going to put two guys back so they don't beat us over the top and they don't get a lot of yards after catch. So two safeties playing safety. Then in the middle, we're going to match up pretty much man to man. It might be in a matchup zone. It might just be straight man, whatever. We're then going to cover people. And then we're going to rush four a lot of the time and mix in some blitzes, sure, but largely rush four. It's just a simplistic defense where we're not throwing 18 new wrinkles where guys are having to communicate, last second major change, and we have all these communications breakdowns. Let's just go out and trust ourselves and play good, physical, smart, simple defense. It's very easy when I looked at it with Baldinger to understand what they're doing. Anybody can understand it. And like Peyton Wilson said, who cares if they know what coverage we're in? Let's just go play.
Right. It's like having a running back who's going to get all the carries. You know what's coming. And if you're confident with it, you execute it better, then they get the yard. Same thing here is true. Get rid of all the minutiae that leads to confusion. That's been a two-year run with this stuff. And I think their defensive line is good enough to put pressure, most cases, all by themselves. The outside guys would like to get in there and do it. If they can't, then you got to make sure the middle range passes are taken care of. The question is, are they capable of doing that against really elite receivers? You know, that's going to be, or tight ends.
Well, and so that's far, fine. And that's true. And I agree. And, you know, are you going to want Josh Allen or Mahomes to know exactly what coverage you're in all the time? Probably not. But how about first? We simplify and play that for a while where everybody knows their role, and then you can start adding, some wrinkles for playoff games.
And I think they did that last
games.
Week even. They blitzed at times when I don't think they were expecting it, but they also took advantage of no chip help for their tackles, and their tackles lost the one-on-one battle to Highsmith and Watt. That's why this week is going to be different. I think just by virtue of all the injuries they've had to tackle for the Chargers, they're going to have to decide what they do. I don't think any quarterback has been hit more in this year than Justin Herbert.
No, he's been getting
even
killed.
With Alt in there. Slater killed. Was gone for the beginning of the season, but now you have who knows what you got over there. So it just feeds into what the Steelers should be able to do. But when you have guys like Ladd McConkey, you have Keenan Allen, you have Johnson, these guys, they're getting a job done. They have a good tight end too. And if you don't get to him, you better be sure you're good with that coverage in the middle of the field.
Next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big Ben says on his podcast, Footballin', and by the way, you can listen to the Pop and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page and the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Big Ben says Aaron Rodgers should be throwing to DK Metcalf more, Bob. And that I think that the phrase he said, throw it to your monster. He didn't get many targets the other day. Should he? And then, of course, everybody gives him grief, like on the interception. Which game was it where he got Cincinnati, where he threw a deep ball to DK Metcalf, and then it gets picked off because you're taking a shot, and then everybody bitches and moans about that.
I mean, that's
so do you want to force it to Metcalf the way Ben used to force it to AB or no?
I don't know about forcing.
No, this would be forcing. I think he even used that word.
I would say, okay, force sounds to me like you're thrown into double coverage and it never...
Maybe.
Okay.
Great receivers beat double coverage. Would you throw it to Ja'Marr Chase in double coverage? I would.
Not all the time, depending on the coverage, but I think the point is you got to get him more involved. That's the point. You can't have 6 yards receiving for the guy who is a $150 million player. They got to do that. But to our earlier conversation, that's a lot easier when you bring in another guy on the other side who could help. And if they don't have that on a routine basis, then he's going to get doubled. Yeah, I would get him the ball more, figure out ways to do it, and that's up to the offensive coaches to figure out schemes that work for him. But you can't have 6 yards of reception by DK Metcalf in a game against the number one tee, although they got away with it in this week. But it's got to be more than that down the road.
Mark Cabali coming up next. Lastly, Bob Limits, give us one more if you'd be so kind to do that. Sunny today and a high of Damrani Dawson, 63, a low of 38. Sydney Thornton, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. There were some wonderful little Mike Tomlin clips from yesterday, Bob, and we'd like you to listen to a series of them and tell us your favorite one. Limits, introduce these.
Let's first start with what happened at the very end of the game with our buddy Roman.
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security.
It was boneheaded, Bob.
That's entry number one, Bob. Number two?
Entry number two is the practice squad.
Mike Beanie Bishop was one of those ball searchers a year ago. You guys make the decision to move on from him with the practice squad. How did you kind of come to that?
You know, I'm not getting into practice squad decisions. That's just too far down the totem pole. I'm more interested in what we need to do this week and the guys that are on the 53 we're preparing to play.
Bob, I don't know about you, but for some reason I found his news conference very funny yesterday. He had some great lines, perhaps unintentional, but I enjoyed it. Next.
Entry number three is Tomlin likes shopping, but apparently didn't want to spend any money yesterday.
Like along those lines, you said last week you guys would be buyers at the trade deadline. You already bought one. And Kyle Duggar, do you anticipate shopping around a little bit more before 4 o'clock?
We'll see what happens. You know, I like shopping.
Just not buying. One more limits, please, if you have one.
This might be the best one yet.
He's just a practice squatter right now. And
we're talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice.
Just practice. A practice squad player for MVS.
Is he downplaying MVS there when they really plan to sic him on somebody pretty soon? All right, Bob, your four entrants for your favorite Tomlin quote from yesterday. Roman Wilson's boneheaded play. Beanie the ball searcher on the practice squad. I'm not getting into practice squads and things of that nature. Remember, he didn't want to get into carts and things of that nature all those years ago, and Mason was carted off. He likes shopping, and he's just a practice squatter. Bob, what was your favorite one?
Well, the shopping one was interesting to me. You know, he has a wife who is a tremendous fashion designer. So for him to buy Christmas gifts for her, it has to be something of top level, you know, because she knows good from bad. So he knows how to shop, but he did more window shopping, which is fine. You can do that. My favorite one is the boneheaded play of Roman Wilson, because he also couched that with how his play has been on the rise, the arrow pointing up, so to speak. But I think the message there is, hey, come on. You know how you can't make that play. But he's not. I don't think, based on that, he's going to shy away from using him.
Well, now that they didn't get a receiver, I think one guy who probably had a pretty good day yesterday was Roman Wilson. All right, they're going to keep throwing to me despite my boneheaded play. Limits, take us out with that quote since it was Bob's favorite, and we'll get to the big boy, Mark Cabali. Next on Pump and Joe. Oh, my God.
Where's
we have the general.
You
should have told me earlier. He forgot the general because he didn't tell me he was waiting.
Coming.
We always know that the general is on at this time on Wednesdays.
I apologize on behalf of Limits, General. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm fine. Thank you.
It's the General Jeff Patton. General Patton, you might call him. From the baseball card castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Bob, my card of the week is not Roman, for God's sakes. He's the one who made the boneheaded play. Peyton Wilson, which is yours?
Yeah, you took the one. I mean, that's the one guy who stood out to me more than anyone else, so I was going to take him, too. You should let me go first once in a while as a courtesy, but you never do.
Or is it Ovechkin going for his 900th
tomorrow? I'm not going to go Ovechkin.
Does Mareschoff have a card yet, Bob?
He will. He doesn't right now.
How about Beanie the ball searcher? How about a card for him since he's gone?
All right, we'll take Beanie Bishop, just because he's probably needing some help there, and so I'll give him a chance.
Limits?
I'm going with Yamamoto for winning World Series MVP.
But he won't win the Cy Young.
What do you got, General?
Good morning, guys. I tell you what, there's a lot of guesses there. Peyton Wilson seemed meritorious. I'm going to throw one of those in, but it wasn't enough to carry the card of the week. Same with Yamamoto. We'll throw a Yamamoto card in. I prepared all week to have it be Jacoby Myers or Jaylen Waddle. That was a little disappointing. I am grateful that it wasn't Jonathan Taylor, because I thought for sure that that could be a possibility this week. So in the words of the legendary Ron Cook, when in doubt, talk about the quarterback. We're going with Justin Herbert this week as a preview. Herbert's a top five seller since his rookie year in 2020. And Starkey's Card of the Week listeners deserve the best. So we're giving you a Panini Prism Black graded 9 Justin Herbert. Very, very desirable card. We'll throw in Yamamoto and Peyton Wilson to go with it. And no, Mirashoff doesn't have a card, or he would have been today. Ben Kendall also would be one, but he doesn't have a card.
They soon
will.
We're
going with Justin Herbert.
At the Garden
Castle. Yeah, they will have soon.
I have a question for you, General, just because a friend of mine,
yes, sir.
Jim Mercero, he has an Arnold Palmer glove worn by Arnold with his initials signed by Arnold Palmer. How much would that be worth, just guessing?
That's a great item. Obviously, I have to inspect it, but it, just going by what you're saying, that's probably a $2,000 item if it's a glove he wore in competition.
It was.
Those things are hard. It's hard to document those things, but most of the guys at that level had even then had monograms, et cetera, that would make it identifiable. But that's a great piece of Western Pennsylvania and golf history.
Well, my friend may be on a trip to the Card Castle. He's been there before.
Okey-doke.
He loves it, so now he may show you in person. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that would be fun to look at.
Thank you, General.
You're welcome. You guys have a good week.
All right. Jeff.
Great cards of the week, and a great guest next, our friend Mark Cabali. Your chance to win the cards of the week comes from going to our contesting page, 937thefan.com. Start there, get to the contesting page right around noon Wednesday through Friday. Limits.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.